Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, DeLeon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galjani, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing and we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Newman.
Well, I guess I picked a good day to acknowledge your work for the common good. This poem is called Shine, and so you can keep smiling. For just this moment and the next, do not believe that this world cannot feel the incredible gift that you have been given and hold. There is no comparison to you. There will always be another ahead of and just behind you on the path. One is beckoning you to follow in the wake of their wisdom. The other is clinging to you for hope and guidance. Are you to be the student or the teacher? You have been granted the pleasure of experiencing both, as they are meant to be one. What this world has led us to believe as strengths and weaknesses are the tools that have been given to carve out your unique purpose. So it is time, dear Senator, staff member, guest, to allow the art of your life to be seen and heard from every angle of the beautiful sculpture you are creating. Consider with love that all who are receiving your gift are doing so from the breath of this moment we are stepping into. And loving God, we ask you to be with us in this moment as we seek to carve out our unique purpose with all its challenges and creativity. Amen.
Please face the flag and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Members, we will move to privileges of the floor. Senator Pan, Senator Lara. Oh, thank you. Senator Pan, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I rise today to honor Ronald Ortiz, a longstanding member of the Sacramento community. Ronald has enjoyed remarkable success in every avenue of his endeavors, inspiring others through his commitment to the Sacramento community and his strong dedication to promoting music and the arts in the region. Ronald was one of the original members of the Camellia Symphony and served on the Executive Board of International Federation of Musicians, Local 12, right here in Sacramento. Among his many other contributions to the Sacramento arts community, Mr. Ortiz continues to embody what it means to be an exemplary leader of the Sacramento community. The strength of our communities in California depends on the dedication of individuals such as Ronald Ortiz, who use their considerable talents to serve others. So I'd like to extend my deepest appreciation for his diligent service and also to wish him a happy 80th birthday. Thank you. Please.
Happy birthday, Mr. Ortiz, from the California State Senate. Senator Lara, Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 14 by Senator Lara relative to the University of Southern California football team.
Senator Lara.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I'm proud to introduce and present to you Senate Resolution 14. Members, the University of Southern California team have appeared in an unprecedented 33 Rose Bowl football games with a record of 25-8. USC not only has the most Rose Bowl wins in any of any college football team, but also has the most wins at any particular bowl game at any from of any college football team. At most, at the most recent Rose Bowl game, in front of a sold-out crowd of 95,000 people, members, USC defeated Penn State with a score of 52-49. The 2017 Rose Bowl game was the highest-scoring Rose Bowl in history and featured the largest fourth-quarter deficit a team has overcome to actually win the Rose Bowl. The USC college football program has a storied history and has accumulated many records and accomplishments, including 11 national championships and 34 bowl wins. SR 14 commemorates the University of Southern California's most recent Rose Bowl victory and recognizes their outstanding college football program. Members, I respectfully ask for your aye vote on SR 14.
Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Kinella.
Aye.
De Leon.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni. Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell. Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern. Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Aye. Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Ayes 40, no 0. Measure passes. Senator Lara at Senator Monning's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, with us today, we have three excellent student athletes from the University of Southern California, which my good colleague who represents the great USC is in her district. Senator Mitchell will do the honors of introducing our college athletes. Thank you.
Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much. I want to thank our Trojan colleague, Senator Lara, for giving me the opportunity, but I feel compelled, not only because I represent the campus, but that because my mother was a Trojan, graduated from the School of Social Work in 1958. And it wasn't easy for a sister on that campus all those years ago. And so I'm very glad to stand here on behalf of all of us and introduce you to these fine student athletes. First, Mr. Chris Hawkins, junior defensive back. Mr. Hawkins is one of USC's team leaders and is the veteran of the Trojan secondary. In his USC career, he's made 146 tackles, including two in the Rose Bowl game, and he also had three career interceptions. Hawkins came to USC in 2013 after graduating a semester early from Rancho Cucamonga High School, where he was there an All-American. He is a policy, planning, and development major at USC. Chris Hawkins.
Welcome, Mr. Hawkins.
Second, colleagues, I'd like to introduce you to a sophomore wide receiver, Deontay Burnett, who caught three touchdowns in the Rose Bowl game, including the game tying score with less than 2 minutes to play. As if that weren't enough, overall in the game, he had a career-high 13 receptions for 164 yards. A Compton native who attended Sarah High School, Burnett is majoring in communication and again is a sophomore. Mr. Deontay Burnett.
Welcome, Mr. Burnett.
Thank you. Senior defensive back Leon McQuay III made a dramatic interception with 38 seconds to play in the game and returned it for 32 yards to set up USC's last-second game-winning field goal in the thrilling 52-49 victory. His late grandfather, also named Leon, was a running back in the NFL for the Giants, Patriots, and Saints. McQuay is a music industry major at USC. He is from Sefner, Florida, where he attended Armwood High School. Leon McQuay III.
Welcome, Mr. McQuay.
Colleagues, if you would join us in congratulating the entire team.
Senator Anderson, for what purpose do you rise?
I have an introduction for...
Please proceed.
So if you look up in the gallery, you'll see young people wearing red and blue blazers. It's my honor today to recognize in the gallery student members of the Family Career Community Leaders of America and the Health Occupations Students of America. These educational programs are part of California Department of Education. These students are leaders in their organization, together representing over 10,000 others throughout the state. Please join me in welcoming these incredible young leaders of California.
Welcome, one and all. You are our future leaders. Thank you, Senator Anderson. Senator Allen, not at his desk. Oh. Senator Fuller, for what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to make an announcement.
Please proceed.
Okay. Good afternoon, members. Today marks the 106th birthday of a great man, former President of the United States, and California former Governor Ronald Reagan. He lived through World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, the Korean and Vietnam Wars, and our country's rise as a global superpower. As president, he became America's strength when our nation was threatened. Reagan's bold leadership is credited to finally helping end the Cold War, and his leadership truly changed the world. President Reagan worked tirelessly with Congress to shape policies that increased employment, curbed runaway inflation, and stimulated economic growth. His good nature, sense of humor, and respect for all brought Americans together through tough times. Some historians have called his president the age of Reagan, a time when America's optimism, productivity, and leadership were restored. Ronald Reagan helped revive American patriotism and faith in government through his ability to communicate effectively with the American people, members of Congress, and world leaders. I was able to visit his ranch not too long ago, and if you haven't had a chance to go to Santa Barbara and visit the museum there and visit his ranch, I urge you to do so. It really showed who he was as a man, as a person, what a humble personality he was. And I truly got to learn more about a person rather than the president. In the midst of these times of heightened partisanship across our country, I hope we can all join together and remember our former president and California's former governor who brought our nation together. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fuller. Senator Nielsen, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, indeed, Ronald Reagan was one of our best and greatest presidents. He is universally rated by political scientists of all persuasions as one of the top 10 in the history of America. And I'll attest, because I was blessed with being able to know the man and spend a bit of time with him in the course of his lifetime. A truly great man. One night I had across the street from this Capitol dinner with his daughter Maureen, and she was very down that night because her father, as was typical, was being heavily maligned in the press. And we ended that evening, I reached across and held her hand, and I said, Maureen, history will be kind to your father. She later wrote a book called First Daughter. And she sent me a copy, and she said, Jim, I can't tell you how much it meant to me to comfort me what you said about my father. Well, ladies and gentlemen, history was kind to her father even during his 8 years at the presidency. But since, as we have realized the magnitude of the accomplishments of Ronald Reagan, history is even being more kind. And I am reminded even more as I work with constituents who came here, as I've mentioned before, from Eastern Europe, who have tasted freedom and now live in freedom here in the United States and have their loved ones at home live under greater freedom because of Ronald Reagan. And also allow me to make note of his wife, Nancy, truly his strength and the wind beneath his wings. She too was often criticized and maligned, but their life was a true love story. And if you read of their sentiments, and there has been a book written about the things that Ronald Reagan recorded, the little notes that what I call sweet significances to his Nancy, you can see how important she was to him. And the precious last moment and his last gift to her, as he passed away, he opened his eyes, and Nancy was the last person they looked at. Yes, Ronald Reagan will go down in history as one of our greatest presidents.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Senator De Leon.
Thank you much, Madam President. I also, too, want to add to the eloquent words of our great senator from Chico and up north, because today we do honor a great American, a Californian, and a much beloved president, Ronald Reagan. President Reagan inspired a generation of Americans on both sides of the aisle, and he embodied some of the most cherished values: courage, patriotism, and strength. Now, he had his flaws, no question about it, and he was controversial, no doubt about it, but he loved his country, and no one will ever doubt his love for this great nation. And while many disagreed with him, no one ever questioned his integrity or his intentions. Yet, while he has been immortalized in cities and towns across our nation with statues, with paintings, parks, schools, and libraries, and so much more, it's important that we remember his values today. Because while President Reagan was a bona fide conservative, he was also a very compassionate, pragmatic, and tolerant man. He spoke about the need to treat immigrants with kindness and respect. And on the issue of our immigration challenges, which we still not have meaningfully addressed since Ronald Reagan's time, he said, and I quote, "Rather than talking about putting up a fence, why don't we work out some recognition of our mutual problems? Make it possible for them to come here legally with a work permit. Then while they're working and earning here, they pay taxes here, and when they want to go back, they can go back. And open the border both ways. By understanding their problems, and this is the only safety valve they have that probably keeps the lid from going off, I think we could have a fine relationship, and it would solve the problem also." He also spoke about a shining city on the hill, windswept, God bless, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in peace and harmony. "If there must be walls," he said, "there will also be doors, and those doors would be open to anyone with the will and the heart to get there." Maybe we can all take a page out of President Reagan's book today. And with that, I offer my sincere appreciation and support for this important day. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
Privilege to the floor. I just wanted to
please proceed.
First of introduction. I just wanted to take a moment to introduce two bright young students we have here from the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs who want to pursue careers in public service. And they're here exploring the intricacies of the Capitol and learning about all the issues that are here. We have them here on the floor today, Anya Yoshizumi and Avery Doe, who are up here from UCLA. And we just wanted to give them a warm Senate welcome.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Welcome to the Senate floor. Members, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. We're now moving to motions, resolutions, and notices. Senator Pan, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I just wish to announce that the PERS committee will be meeting upon adjournment, immediately after adjournment, in session in room 2040. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. We will now move to introductions. Senator Roth, for what purpose do you rise?
Is this the appropriate time for an adjourn in memory?
Could you do it at the end?
Absolutely, Madam President.
Thank you, sir. We'll now move to introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 232, 233, 234, 235, 236, 237, 238, 239, 240, 241, 242.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Bills are deemed read. We're now moving to consideration of the daily file. We're going to start with file item number 7, Senator Pan. Pass on file. File item 8, Senator Morlock. Pass on files. File item 9, pass on file. File item 10, Senator Berryhill. Pass on file. Thank you, sir. File item 12, Senator Atkins. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 17 by Senator Atkins relative to female genital mutilation and cutting awareness day.
Senator Atkins.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise today to seek your support for SR 17. And as you heard in the reading of the resolution, this is a particularly difficult resolution, but it is incredibly important in terms of the education and the need to continue to do outreach. So, with this resolution, California recognizes today, February 6th, as the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, which was established by the United Nations in 2012. It emphasizes our state's support for protecting these young women and girls who are at risk of being subjected to female genital mutilation right here in this country. Female genital mutilation is usually performed on girls between infancy and age 15. It involves altering, injuring, or removing parts of the female genitalia for non-medical reasons. The procedure is often performed on women and girls in their own homes. It's incredibly dangerous. It can cause recurring infections or increase the risk of complications during childbirth. In extreme cases, it may create a need for later surgeries to allow even for childbirth. It can even result in death. In some regions of the world, this practice is seen as an important coming-of-age ritual that ensures a woman's purity and that it can be a requirement for her to marry. California is home, and in fact, the city where I live and the community I used to represent on the city council is home to a number of wonderful, vibrant communities and countries. But it's also home to where this practice is very common. As such, California has the largest population of women and girls at risk of female genital mutilation here in the United States. We've taken action to prevent it from occurring in our state. In 1996, we passed the California State Prohibition of Female Genital Mutilation Act, outlawing the practice. However, we know from our partners in these affected communities that the practice continues here today, and that's why we must continue to raise awareness about the dangers of this act, and that's why SR 17, recognizing this day of awareness, is so important. So I would respectfully ask for your aye vote on SR 17.
Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, members, is there any objection to using the unanimous roll call? Seeing none, ayes 40, no 0, measure passes. We're now going to return to motions and resolutions. Senator Roth, This would be the appropriate time for your adjourn in memory. Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to adjourn today in memory of a truly remarkable man, Paul Napier, who tragically passed away last week at the age of 17, actually 2 weeks ago. He was a junior at Harupa Valley High School. He worked at his stepfather's tire business. He played football and worked alongside officers in the Riverside Police Department, you see, because he was a Riverside Police Explorer. He was a natural leader. He loved, admired, respected by both peers and mentors alike. He aspired to be a mechanical engineer. Math was his strongest and favorite subject. No one can deny that he had a bright future ahead of him, but his life was tragically cut short last Wednesday afternoon as he was on his way to a police explorer meeting. For reasons still unknown, his vehicle left the roadway and crashed into a utility pole on Magnolia Avenue in Riverside, just a few blocks from the location where that police explorer meeting was being held. He will be missed dearly. His life as a natural leader, outstanding student, and kind-hearted friend who cared more about others than himself ought to serve as an example to us all. Paul survived by his mother, Crystal, his stepfather, Israel, his stepbrother, Israel Jr., and stepsisters, Andrea and Jessica, who is also a Riverside Police Explorer. Please join me in sending sincerest condolences and prayers to Paul's family at this time. He will be missed.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Members, are there any other adjourn in memories? Seeing none, if there is no other business, Mr. Pro Tem, the desk is clear.
Thank you much, Madam President. Colleagues, we will reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m. To my colleagues, on my Democratic colleagues, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Please be there before 9 a.m. sharp. So we're going to get ready to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. The Senate is in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Have a great day, everyone.